Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like. I was just looking over my credit card, and I see that we were billed $49.89,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to know what you are.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. We're a third-party call center that handles over 400 companies and customers' account. And while we're speaking, I believe I got your account pulled up, ma'am. If you can verify this name and address that's appearing, then we can proceed.
Would you get on the other line, please? Why would we need I never applied to be part of this.
I got you, ma'am. And hopefully once I release this information to you, it'll bring back some remembrance of what's going on. And if it won't, then you'll know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So if you can verify that name and address for me, please, before we begin, for security purposes.
No, you could tell me what it is.
Not a problem. That first name is Cynthia. I don't
yes.
want to, like, mispronounce that last name. So, like,
okay.
Weintraub.
You got it.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. That address is Otisville, New York, 41 Whitlock Road.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that verification, Miss Cynthia. This was going on, ma'am. This account was started the 4th of December, and it was due to that contest entry from a campaign called Bites Hub, and it's for the Dyson. When you went in to win that Dyson, on that sign-up sheet, you got to look at it closely, because at the bottom, they'll tell you in the terms and conditions that the account may be billed for other subscriptions, and one of those subscriptions that the account was billed for, ma'am, is a meal plan app, and that's an app that came through to the email that mainly focuses on organic recipes, tutorials, and videos and things to help create meals.
Well, we're not going to pay this.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't hear you.
As far as I know, and we do not plan on paying this.
And
so, I don't know.
We're making adjustments to make sure anything from us again.
So how would it be possible for you to take this off of our bill?
You could either take
bill?
It off or we'll take it off ourselves.
Very well. Well, if you did want it, man, I probably could have got you like $20 taken off of Miss Cynthia.
No, we want the $49.89 taken off.
You want it reimbursed, basically.
Yes.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll look into that regard. Let me let you know this real quick. With these accounts, they are refunded due to the longevity of the account. So the more recent the account would have been created, the more that the account can be refunded. And this account was created on the 4th of December, which honestly, it's been over a month. So the only thing that I'll be able to do is go in and cancel the account and make sure that you guys are not billed anymore. And actually, it was created in September.
Well, I didn't do anything. I mean, we're not paying it. I mean, if you don't take it off our account now, I'm going to have... We just received this bill. So if you don't take it off now...
Right, but it actually started in September.
Well, I didn't do anything in September.
Can I ask you this? Do you feel that...
We feel that it's 100% fraud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fraud.
So when she went and tried to win the Dyson, was it just a charge that was unexpected?
We paid $3 for shipping and handling to have the Dyson mailed to us. Which we never received, and that was...
Because it's a contest entry. You're entering your name.
It was a contest entry,
yes. Ma'am. And so really you're entering your name into the contest. And if you win, they'll inform you in your email letting you know the day that that item would be delivered.
Okay, listen, let's make this easy.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to take it off or are we going to have to call the Better Business Bureau and everybody dealing with this?
Understood. Give me 1 second so I'll look into those regards. I'll be right back with you. Hold on.
Thank
no
you.
Up. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank
Hold
you.
Hold on, Miss Cynthia. Yes, ma'am.
We do that again. Get that all the time. wonder if that's what the other one is.
What other one?
That we're not sure of.
We'll ask them. This is don't hang up.
All right, Miss Cynthia.
Yes.
Thank you for holding on for me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Went in, got the account fully refunded. My supervisor used her customer courtesy code on you today.
Yes.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
Okay, so it's fully refunded.
Let me make sure. Hold on one second, ma'am. I believe so, though, Miss Cynthia. Hold on one second for me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The account was fully refunded, and you guys will see that refund within 3 to 5 business days, Miss Cynthia. And I want to do this, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm going to send this information to your email.
Oh, good.
Yes, ma'am. And it's going to show how much the account was refunded for and this cancellation code that I can verbally give you. And you could also have it in your email for double documentation.
Okay.
So just let me know and I'll go ahead and verbally
give
it. All right. It's C as in cancel.
Okay.
920.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
351.
Mm-hmm.
750.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's it. You got it.
So it's C920-351-750.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
So if I call my credit card, will I see that this has been taken out, this has been canceled?
You got
my credit card
in
3 to 5 days?
Yes, ma'am, and you will see it being refunded. Been refunded to the account.
Okay. Was there anything else taken out on our account?
No, ma'am. No,
that
ma'am.
That was it?
Yes, ma'am. That was it from that latest charge.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You guys were refunded and canceled, and I'm going to get that information to your email, and you will see that cancellation code that I just provided to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, ma'am. You guys have a good night. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you.